This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and we're doing a live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us on the radio. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've also got our Discord on air. Call-in line rooms that are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You do need to have the Discord app installed on your device in order to use those call-in line rooms, and that's a free app. So please go right ahead and do that, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight, that is Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, you are fired up about some kind of meme you saw on the internet over this whole Kavanaugh thing. I guess he's been, approved?
He's confirmed. He's sworn in. Supreme Court Justice.
He's sworn in. I saw that in the news.
So.
That's what I saw.
Okay.
Yeah. So this guy who was accused of rape and or attempted rape.
A sexual assault, yeah.
Attempted sexual assault,
yeah.
Or whatever. Of course, he was accused of a thing that happened 30-something years ago today, or, you know, recently, so there really wasn't a whole lot of evidence, and so I guess
there was testimony, and that's about it, right?
There was hearings, there was testimony, there was he said, she said, and once again, somebody had their name dragged through the mud. Now, I think that this guy's probably done all kinds of things that are not good in his history as a federal judge. He's, from what I understand, terrible on the Fourth Amendment.
I think he helped author the Patriot Act.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. He's probably also put countless peaceful people behind bars, like Ross Ulbricht, who, by the way, is now commemorating his fifth year behind bars from the former operator of the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground drug marketplace. And we can talk about that a little bit later on here tonight.
Sure.
And what they're doing to commemorate that, because it's pretty cool. So I bet this judge, this Kavanaugh, has put all kinds of innocent, peaceful people behind bars. So really, I mean, for all the controversy here around this, I've never really cared. And I really don't care right now, because I know that even if this guy had been denied, because the vote was, 50-48 or something like
that?
Yeah,
it's really close.
Even if he'd been denied and it had been the other way around, then they would have just proposed somebody else. And that other person, whoever that might be, because, you know, Trump had a list longer than one, so Trump would propose somebody else who was also a terrible person. Because you pretty much have to be a terrible person in order to be a federal judge.
I'm not going to disagree with you. Yeah. Look, I understand I understand how jaded libertarians tend to be about this issue.
I think everybody should be jaded about this issue, because these people are harming peaceful people. That's what they do as part of their job. And unless they're sorry for it, I'm going to consider them a bad person. So I would hope that, like, Judge Andrew Napolitano is sorry for any of the bad things that he, you know, might have done in the past when he was actually a judge. But this guy, you know, I really wouldn't have cared if he'd been booted, and I don't care that he's gotten in, because it's immaterial to me. But anyway, what's so upsetting?
Yeah, I neither supported, I did not support him. One of the things that I was concerned with was a rush to judgment. It, they got their FBI investigation and all that's fine. But I think what's interesting here is that I saw this meme, and it's getting shared. It's getting a lot of play. And I just want to share it here real quick. This is on I'm happy to see this from one of my friends who's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. And it says, this isn't her words, these are the words of somebody she's sharing. I think I understand now why I'm so upset about this case. I tried to sleep last night, and all I could keep thinking is, why are they trying to ram him through, despite the majority of the people and the majority of women saying, no, please stop, wait. And in the very question, I found the answer. It's so simple and alarming. They are literally playing out on the national stage in real time what it feels like to be overpowered. They won't take no for an answer. They won't listen or slow down. They won't stop. The more we say no, the more angry they get. The more we ask them to stop, the more entitled they feel. That is, I think that this is what is affecting me and countless other women. We are being overpowered despite us being in the majority and asking rightfully that they stop or wait. They're saying no, and the more we beg, the more aggressive they're getting until finally they plan on ramming through this nomination while we're supposed to just take it. This is what's affecting me. This is, I think, what's affecting most women. This overpowering, entitled, and demeaning attack on our body politic. Us, please stop. Them, no. Us, wait. Them, no. Us, stop. Them, no. Us, crying. Them, angry, yelling, ramming. This is why I'm so upset. What do you think this lady is comparing this nomination to?
Sounds like violent rape.
That's what it sounds like to me, too.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, as a libertarian, when I've pointed out over and over and over and over again, ad nauseum, that any of these government actions is, in fact, force. It's force. It's a,
sure.
It's an assault. Now, I don't think the Kavanaugh thing is an assault. It's just... it's a precursor to an assault. When the Supreme Court makes a ruling that is anti-liberty, against your ability to make your own decisions in your life.
All the time.
Maybe. Okay.
Yep. That's why the government is the way they are, because the court continues to back up what they do, because, well, of course they do. They're on the side of the government. Duh.
Well, I don't know.
But yes,
I
it is absolutely force. Government is violence.
Yeah.
Government is aggressive violence, and that's always been a fundamental fact. Now, that's not to say that whoever it is that's writing this, and is it cited who the author
no,
was?
No, this is just somebody writing on the internet.
So whoever it is that's writing this, you know, they may feel in this moment that indeed force is being used against them, that indeed the system is not respecting their wishes, not letting them say no. But they're not going to connect this to the understanding that, oh, well, this is always how the government works. Whether it's that party or my party who's in charge, it's always forcing its way upon people who don't consent, upon people who wish not to be involved, upon people who wish not to pay for whatever it is that they're doing, whether it be warmongering or putting an alleged rapist on the Supreme Court.
And I gotta say, this is the pigeons coming home, the chickens coming home to roost. I'm not sure which fowl is coming home to roost, but it is foul,
it's
I can
foul.
Assure you.
Yeah.
It is very, very foul for the Obamacare. This is what it's like, Democrats. Look, I understand you were trying to help people. I get that, and I think it's laudable. But you don't help people by stealing one group's people's money and giving it to somebody else. That's not help.
Well, they don't consider it stealing. They consider it taxes.
Yeah, well, taxes, if it was...
the price you pay
to
live in a civilized society.
That's what the thieves are always going to say. You're on my... Hey, you're on my block. You got to pay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You hey, what are you? If you don't like it, don't come on my block. Right? That's what they always say. They say, this is my geopolitical designation. I drew a spot on a map, and this is mine. And you will pay when you're here, or you will feel the force. You will feel the force. And here, now in the United States, now that we've got Obamacare, and I'm just using that as an example. There's lots of these programs out here, and the reason I'm picking a Democratic one is because the Democrats are currently feeling the lash of the state.
Yeah.
Not because Kavanaugh's done anything to them yet, but he probably will. He will make a ruling. He will be one of these rulings where...
Well, it's going to be a majority conservative court, right?
Yeah, and they're going to get something they don't like. And look, I get it.
Yeah,
I understand completely.
It sucks. Government
here you
sucks.
Go. I'm going to say you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
There are many, many rights that have been forestalled by the United States Supreme Court, and Kavanaugh isn't going to help with that. However, I will say that you participated in this. When the lash wasn't being used against you, you picked it up, and you bullwhipped the rest of us. You took it, and you laid down those stripes on your friends and neighbors. You said you will pay for Obamacare. You will pay for it. Because we're helping poor people. You'll like it. Right? And that is what the state is.
That is
ladies
what the state
and gentlemen,
is.
It is force. Now, to use this this rape comparison that's being used in this meme, libertarians are always chastened for doing this. I tend to think it's an overstatement in today's current society to use the analogy of rape, but it's certainly an assault.
There's more coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also jump onto our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open for you on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about whatever we're talking about. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. HORIZEN.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We want to let you know that Anarchapulco is coming up, and Mark, you are pretty excited about getting down to Acapulco.
I do. I love it there.
Mexico from February 14th through the 17th. Those are the official dates for the main event at Anarchapulco. But they always have sort of ancillary related events that happen outside those dates. So you need to check out their website at anarchapulco.com and learn more about the event. You're going to love the lineup of speakers, including Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many more. You go to anarchapulco.com, get the latest list of who's speaking there. They'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. They really do try to cover as much ground as they possibly can. And the location, not just Acapulco, but a very beautiful resort right there on the beach. It is an incredible location, great group of people. This last year, 2018, it was sold out. So there's a good chance that 2019 also going to sell out. If you want to see Ron Paul and the rest of them and meet all kinds of new people that you've never met before, and maybe meet people that you have met before. And, of course, we've seen listeners who we've known for years, and we met listeners that we've never seen before. So we go through this. It's a lot of fun to do that over at Anarchapulco. It's a great crowd. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL. You'll save 15% off your tickets. That's anarchapulco.com. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, Mark, you were sharing with us a meme of text. So it's like the worst kind of meme, given that it's just a wall of text as a graphic. You can't copy. You can't paste the text. You can't, easily, edit it or whatever. So you just have to copy the meme. Anyway, it's really lengthy, and it's about somebody feeling as though they're being raped by the government because of this whole Kavanaugh thing. And what you're pointing out is, well, hey, look, that's what it feels like to anybody who gets targeted by the government, to anybody who gets told no. Or who tells the government no, but then has them just ignore that. Because you don't have the freedom to say no to the government. The state will always force its way upon you, no matter what your opinion is. And they'll let you go to a voting booth every now and then so you can cast a vote for one taskmaster over another, but ultimately...
But it's not like your vote statistically matters. I mean, right. When was the last time your one vote made a difference on anything but the most local of elections?
Yeah, well,
the vast majority of people listening to me right now didn't vote in their last local election anyway.
Probably true.
They don't know their city councilors.
If you want to join us on the radio here, get your opinion out, you're welcome to do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so people reacting to this nomination, I say it really doesn't make a difference who it is. Either way, the government's going to get bigger. The government's going to get more it's going to get more expensive. It's going to get more invasive, and it's just going to overall get more awful and just terrible and terrifying. Because it is terrorism. That's what we're talking about here. The government threatening you. A terrorist attack. A terrorist is somebody who uses violence or the threat of violence in order to get their way politically. And that's exactly what governments do, whether they be run by Democrats or whether they be run by Republicans.
Foreign governments, too.
Let's go to Larry. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Larry.
Okay. First of all, it turns out that, Kavanaugh was recommended by Anthony Kennedy to be his replacement. Are you aware of that?
I know that he was his, what's that term, assistant jurist, like
his
a researcher.
Law clerk. What was it? His law clerk.
Law clerk.
Law
You're
clerk.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And so, in point of fact, he was, as we've said, his law clerk in 93 and in 92, where he had participated in the writing of laws, formulation of laws from the Supreme Court that were for allowing transvestites in the military.
Well, the Supreme Court doesn't write laws, so are you saying that he assisted in an opinion?
Yes, to say that they could have transvestites in the military.
Okay. So you mean, when you say transvestite, you mean a transsexual person,
transgendered
person, and I know there's some kind of difference between those, but you mean basically somebody who may have been born a man and is becoming or believes they are a woman?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're saying this was Kavanaugh's doing, or that he supported this?
Well, he's a law clerk. law clerks hate to help the Supreme Court justice write opinions.
Yeah.
They do
so,
research. They research.
So you're saying, though, that he was in favor of this. Are you saying that you have a problem with trans people in the military?
Well, I don't like it. Another thing that he had
what's wrong with it?
Participated in. Well, let me just say another thing that he had participated in.
Well, no, I'd like to talk about this first thing first.
Ultra-liberal.
You brought it up. So what's wrong with it?
Let me just say one other ultra-liberal thing is that he participated in writing a decision about people who wanted to be able to like marry
gay marriage.
Men marrying men.
So let's talk about your opinions about this. What is your problem with gay marriage and with transvestites or transsexuals or whatever being in the military?
Well, I'm a Marine who served in Vietnam. We didn't do that kind of spiffy stuff. We were men.
I suspect they were doing it there.
We were boys and girls.
I would bet.
So would you like to prohibit all women from the military, from military service?
It's not particularly that. No, I don't.
Okay, hold on. So let me see if I'm following you here. Wait a minute. Let me see if I'm following you, Larry. Are you saying that you think women should be allowed in the military, but transsexuals should not?
I'm not too crazy about wanting any of that in the military.
Why? Now, isn't your decision completely arbitrary? I asked you why you wouldn't want a transsexual in the military, and you said it was because you were men, and you didn't want to be women or something. And so now you're saying you want women in the military.
Marines don't want to be with sissy boys who think they are girls. No,
sissy boys.
We don't like that.
So wait. How do you know that this is a sissy boy? Just because somebody believes they're a woman doesn't mean they're a sissy, does it?
What's a sissy, Ian?
Well, I mean,
a wuss.
He has the right. In any case, I'm against it, and I can be against what I want.
You certainly can be. You can be as bigoted and as you know, silly as you want to be.
I want to be.
So really, you're just really uncomfortable, right? You're uncomfortable by the idea of being.
I'm just telling
you
that for one thing.
Do you think it'll infect you? Do you think if you're near a transsexual, it'll infect you?
Back to the legal part of this, sir.
All right, you're boring. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He doesn't want any sissy boys in the military, but he's fine with women being in the military. What's the difference?
Look, man, I don't know.
The fact is, you got to pass a physical, right? You got to pass a physical and, like, you know, go through basic training for 8 months. I would think that if you're a sissy, you probably aren't going to make it through that. But then again, I've never been through it, so I couldn't tell you.
They always argue unit cohesion, so I don't know. I mean,
well, you could have a trans unit.
They could.
Toll-free would be fabulous. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery. And truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Brett Kavanaugh now has one of the most important jobs in the country. By a vote of 50-48, the Senate has confirmed him as a United States Supreme Court Justice. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats' anger at Kavanaugh will only help in next month's election.
Our base is fired up. We finally discovered the one thing that would fire up the Republican base, and we didn't think of it. The other side did it.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says her key decision vote yes was a hard one.
It certainly ranks right up there. There's no doubt about it. There have been other very difficult decisions, but this was a tough one.
164 people were arrested in Washington, D.C. protests. Justice Kavanaugh begins work on the Supreme Court immediately. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may dial on in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Head on over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can get interactive with us that way as well.
Do you like the ideas of liberty? Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Well, you could do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. I've got several of these things. I don't have them all on my cars, but I certainly have had had them on there in the past. And you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read bumper stickers. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. I like to just go there and scroll through them because they're short little blurbs. They're great for tweets. libertystickers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Going to the phones, we've actually got somebody on the line from prison in Michigan. AJ is on the line. Go ahead. AJ?
Yes, good evening, Free Talk Live.
We got
this
you.
AJ, the activist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. For whatever reason, there's
AJ,
been a delay.
The activist representing prison.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyhow, my message tonight is on the power of the people. The reason we're in the situation we are right now is because we've allowed the government to do anything they want to do. We're technically their boss, and we need to take authority of the people that we've put into office.
How do you do that?
So it's important that we realize we have the power. Well, there's a number of ways to do it. You know, for instance, that situation that we had last week where you talked about the helicopter where it buzzed down against the people. Number one, the citizens in that area where that took place in Pennsylvania, they need to get together and they need to petition the government. And what they need to do is they need to make sure that an individual is reprimanded and there's assurance that this is not going to happen again. If it doesn't take place, they need to find out who the elected person is that's an authority of that individual, and they need to do a recall. They need to get a nonprofit organization started up. They need to raise up the monies. They need to do a recall of the person. That's how you put these people in check. Because right now we're letting them do anything.
Is that
they want
something
to do,
that's available in like all states? A recall? Like, is that a thing?
I would not think so. No.
Say that again.
I'm pretty sure that's something that the state representatives have to do, like in a place like New Hampshire, for instance. I'm pretty sure that you can't just put a petition together and get a politician pulled out the out of their office.
Okay, well, I can't speak on New Hampshire because I haven't researched it. However, I have researched Michigan this week. Mm-hmm. I spent an hour in researching Pennsylvania, and I've already in the past researched Michigan and written legal articles on it, so you clearly can, in the state of Michigan, recall the individual, the elected individual who's over that office that did that activity.
And what is the process?
The first thing you do is you contact them.
Yeah.
The process is, the first thing you do is you go ahead and go to your local county clerk's office and you ask for a recall petition. Once you get the recall petition, you fill out the information that you want on the recall. Yeah. And basically they have to, once they put it to a clarity hearing, they basically authorize it. If they don't authorize it, they say what needs to be changed.
Who is doing the hearing?
Once they authorize it, you have 90 days. It's going to be generally it's a probate in Michigan. It's a probate judge. It's the it's in the particular county. It's going to be the probate judge who and the county clerk will be the secretary. The probate judge will judge over it, and then the prosecutor is going to be representing the people, opposing the petition if there is any opposition to it.
So the recall petition goes in front of a judge, or the judge just approves the fact that you can have a petition?
Correct. Well, what they do is they approve the language. In other words, if they feel there's a problem with the language, okay, for instance, if you said, the mayor was rubber still skin or something like that, something that was clearly incorrect, you would have to remove that from the petition. But if you said, hey, he authorized the police officers to, or did nothing afterwards, they went ahead and oppressed the people by buzzing down with the helicopter, mm-hmm, then at that point, that's what you would put on that recall petition, whatever person's overcharge of that particular office. And then basically once you get clarification and they approve the petition, you have 90 days to circulate that petition. Once you get enough signatures, 25% of the last election for that individual, then at that point they basically have a recall petition.
So statewide, are you saying state? Just to clarify, you're saying statewide that you have to get 25% of the person's vote?
No, sir. If it's a county position that you're doing the recall, it would only be 25% of that particular position. If it was statewide, yes, it would be 25%.
So it depends on the position. Okay, got it. So I can't get a petition put together.
Correct.
And get, I cannot get signatures from outside of the county. If it was the county sheriff, for instance, the signatures would all have to come from within that same county.
And 25%?
25% of their vote, correct, or 25% of the total amount of voters
25%.
In the election?
25% of the total of the last election for that individual.
Okay.
It's different in every state. I researched it. Pennsylvania clearly has that because I found a number of cases dealing with, it's called Citizens Committee to Recall Rizzo, and that was a governor from years back in 1976. Also, Pittsburgh has a Citizens Police Review Board. So both, I found a number of different citizen organizations that got together to combat corruption in the government. So we have the power.
What happens then after you get the 25%?
Then once you get the 25%, then there's a vote. There's called a recall vote. And the only people,
special election.
They come out. It's not a regular election. It's going to be a recall election.
Okay.
And the only people that come out are the people that want to recall that individual. And it's almost a guaranteed recall. So we have a lot of authority when we start using it. And the first thing we do is we go and talk to the individual that's in charge and try to rectify the problem. If we don't do it, then we go to plan B.
What percentage is required when the election happens or when the special recall vote happens?
It's just a majority of the vote.
Okay.
And only people that come out to recall petitions are the people that want to get rid of them.
It's interesting. Yeah, I wonder how many states have this and why it is that more people don't try this.
If anybody wants to get a hold of me, I've got pages and pages of written articles that I've written on the power of the people. So if anybody wants to get a hold of me on JPay, just go ahead and type in 274-237, and I will respond.
And JPay is what?
I have a lot of the stuff on my JPay. It's going to be jpay.com, and of course they have to they can go on the website to, you know, type in jpay.com, and then they can email me. It's like 20 cents an email every time you send an email to a prisoner.
All right. What's your, go ahead and give your prisoner number out again in case somebody is interested in this.
Call them on, yeah, it's 274-237.
And your name?
And I have
you
a lot of ideas. We have I have hours of stuff.
Okay.
Yes, Arthur Ralph.
So here's my concern with this. I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea offhand. You know, my concern is this is expensive. You know, in order to collect petition signatures, you usually have to pay professional petitioners. And usually you have to pay those guys a buck a petition. So you're talking about likely thousands and thousands of dollars just to put this thing to a vote for people to remove a politician that ultimately could just be removed in 2 to 4 years anyway at the next vote. And my question is it really worth all that effort?
Reasons. One, we show these people that we are in charge and they're not in charge and they just can't do anything they want. Number two, it's not that expensive because you can do a lot of stuff on your own, get volunteers to do it, and like I said, on top of that, you can start up a nonprofit with GoFundMe.com accounts. There's a lot of ways.
You could. Ways I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible,
we just gotta
AJ.
Be creative.
Thank you. I want to say thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I'm not saying it's impossible. You know, you can form an organization, you can raise money and all this, but is it really worth the time and the effort?
It might be easier just to remind people at election time who's responsible for whatever the perceived affront might be.
You could,
I don't know.
If it's possible to do a multi-petition, like if you could go out and put 10 different politicians or 20 of them on a petition at once, then it might be worth the effort just to see what happens. But hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got the Discord on air. Call in line rooms, they're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live, brought to you by our Free Talk Live amplifiers, like Tony M., who's a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier, which means he does $25 per month.
Wow.
As an amplifier, meaning he gives that to us so we can help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the United States. We've got 190 great radio stations on AM and FM throughout the U.S., coast to coast, and beyond. We're all the way out to Guam, as a matter of fact. But we could have 300. We could have more than that. It just takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And that's what the AMP program helps us do, as well as reaching out to internet listeners and expanding the message of liberty as far and as wide as we can. So if you like what we do, please become an amplifier at ampamp.freetalklive.com.
That's right. We keep it at the honor system at amp.freetalklive.com.
We do. And you get some perks, of course, as an amplifier, special access to things that others don't get, like the AMP chat rooms or the contributor chat rooms there on our Discord server. There's the AMP only Facebook group. AMP only call in lines. There's even an AMP only podcast and more. Get all the details and get signed up. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com, just like Tony, the Platinum Amplifier. Appreciate that, Tony. Tony M, I guess I should say. That's what he wanted to say. All right, so let's go on to you with your calls and thoughts. It's John in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I noticed first off, this isn't what I called about, but it's kind of cool that every time you guys get a call from a federal prison, it's always one of them jailhouse lawyers, you know what I mean?
Well, you got lots of time on your hands when you're in prison, so you can get into things like that.
I've met 100 of them in my life, so I know as well as you do. But anyway, man, I just wanted to say that yeah, that letter or whatever, that meme or whatever that thing that that girl wrote at the beginning of the show, I just wanted to say that, like, it's insane, like, how many victims that there seems to be nowadays, and how there's a whole, you know, there's a whole party that's based on victims, realistically. You know, I don't take sides, but realistically, that's what the Democratic Party seems to me it's become. It's become a party of victims, and that's not really American, dude. American is like, you know, we've all been victims. We've all been victims of something along our lives, man.
Sure.
You can't
I think
just
it's
take,
true.
You know, all the things that have happened negatively to you, dwell on those things and put blame on other people, especially your government.
Oh, I can blame the government.
For God's sake.
I'm gonna go ahead and blame the government because they victimize peaceful people all the time. It's not like some random fight you got into when you were in elementary school and then, you know, you grow up and you make up with that person or whatever. People change. The government doesn't change. Even if it's, whether it's Democrats or Republicans or whoever it is that's in charge of it, they don't change. Their method is always the threat of force. It's always actual force, actual violence, aggressive violence being brought against peaceful people.
It's the threat of violence. I mean,
yeah. Well, no, like I said, it's the threat of force, the threat of aggressive violence, and then actual aggressive violence,
right.
Because if you don't go along with
if
what
you don't
they
go
say,
along with it, that's you'll find they, the you'll find that this, the threats were not made in vain.
Right. That's when they bring out the guns, that's when they bring out the truncheons, that's when they bring out the tasers, and
you'll
that's
be lucky
when they start
the
killing.
And I agree. And
so
I agree
it goes
with
on
you
and
guys.
On.
That's not what I'm getting at in particularly, guys. I'm getting more like victimism as far as like people just not like, you know, picking themselves up and putting
I agree
their
with
heads up, man, and moving on with life, dude.
I totally agree with you there. On an individual
look
victim.
Look to the future and stop dwelling on the past.
Yeah, no, I totally
time,
agree.
Man.
Like, as an individual being victimized, you get to choose whether or not you dwell on that for the rest of your life and let it ruin you, or
and
you choose to move on, forgive, and just do something more productive and focus on positive things, whether that be helping others who've been put into a similar circumstance or however it is that you want to move on with that. You choose that. You're absolutely right about that.
Right. The more time you spend in blame, and I'm saying this as an ex-convict, there, you know, like I was surrounded for many years by people who were mired in blame. And when you, the more
and you're
time
not
you,
the only one.
Yeah. The more time you spend in blame, when you're in blame, you can't be in empowerment. There's not those two things simply don't go together. When you're finding,
it's
you're pointing the finger.
Powerlessness.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's powerlessness.
That's
great
all
points
I had
tonight.
To say, guys.
Thanks, John. You're spot on with that. Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, my only point was you can't forgive the government because they keep on violating you.
Well, the government isn't a thing.
Well, it is people. The government is people.
Sure, it's people, but it's not the same people all the time.
No,
it's a
it
bunch
changes.
Of different ones.
Right.
And the thing is we have this societal notion that that the government should be this involuntary organization, that we should use this organization of people, and we should turn them against our friends and neighbors and just other people. Because we don't like their particular politics right. or whatever, you know. When you're sitting there at the Thanksgiving table, I'll get them when it's voting time, you know. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you basically what it comes down to is the government using people. It's like kindergarten when you're trying to steal everybody else's blocks.
Well, you know. That's kind of the worst kind of victim, right? Is the not only so I guess there's a third kind of victim, right? So we talked about the victim who just can't get over it. They just focus on their victimhood for
it's
the rest
shame.
Of their life. We talked about the victim who moves on, who forgives, who, you know, empowers themselves through whatever means. But then there's also the kind of victim who turns around and grabs the gun back and then starts to be the aggressor. There's the victim who becomes that which they hate, that which they, you know, that they become the victimizer. And we've seen that process, sort of the cycle of abuse, I've heard it's called, where those who are abused have a chance of becoming, you know, the abuser themselves, whether it be people being bullied in school, then turning around and bullying somebody else, or being bullied in school and then becoming a cop, so they can then, you know, take it out on other people. That's probably the, I don't know which one's least healthy, you know, sort of wallowing in your victimhood or becoming a victimizer, but that's also an option for victims, it
well,
seems.
I kind of feel like the third one and the first one are really the same thing. These are people that just can't get out of their victimhood. And if you can't get out of your victimhood, you are going to turn it around and try to use it against the people you perceive to be your attacker. So, for instance, in this Ford Kavanaugh situation, you have a guy who's being accused, who's getting no way to prove that he didn't do it or prove that he did do it. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea what he did and don't much care. But I can say that he had no opportunity to talk about the preponderance of evidence or for reasonable doubt or any of these things. It was just like, this is a job interview. We can say what we want. We believe women. Well, you know, women are people, and people tell lies.
People can tell lies. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not saying
all people.
Dr. Ford is a liar. I am saying, however, that if you don't think that some woman would go in front of the Supreme Court and tell a lie in order to keep somebody that they perceive to be a bad actor off of the Supreme Court, then you don't think much of women. You think that they're cowards. And I don't think they're cowards. No. I think that a woman is just as brave as a guy who will go and catch bullets for the government to take some unnamed hill that a politician's going to give away in some peace talks. If you think that that's a brave act, then by God, you should give a woman that same courtesy.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. David is in Kansas listening to KINA in Salina. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening. Boy, I tell you, great show.
Thanks.
This is fantastic. Great show tonight.
I appreciate that. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I called because of our prison lawyer talking about, you know, voting and getting and recalling politicians.
Right.
And I have to tell you, I consider myself a libertarian. I am card carrying, even though I feel big L's aren't listening to us little L's. But
what is a big L versus a
so
little L?
What's a card-carrying libertarian that isn't part of the party?
Yeah, essentially, I'm a registered libertarian,
okay.
But I don't go to any of the libertarian meetings because okay. I feel like some of the people that are in positions of power are not listening to what us little L's, those who believe in, you know, true limited government, almost minarchist and or anarchist. I find that as I get older, I'm becoming more and more of an anarchist.
So what you're saying is, just for listeners who are unfamiliar, within the libertarian movement, this big L, little L thing differentiates a person who is a member of the Libertarian Party as a big L, I believe, and then a person who's a libertarian, but they're not a party member as a little L. Is that the distinction?
Yeah, even though I am card-carrying, you know, I like to consider myself a little L libertarian, you know, but that's an internal struggle. But
okay.
I find this guy talking about, you know, recall petitions, you know, I don't know. Why are we voting people like that in that we have to recall? I mean,
well, there is no we.
hold that thought.
Well, no we, that's why.
Hold that thought if you want. Stand by. We'll bring you back here in hour number two. Our number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Recall petitions or whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.